It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, September 2nd. I'm Patricia Naft. The remains of a missing RICO man were found in the Nevada desert last week. Authorities identified the remains of Robin Putnam through dental records. He went missing 3 years ago. In 2012, the 25-year-old boarded an Amtrak train in California bound for Grand Junction. When the train made his scheduled stop in Salt Lake City, he got off, left his belongings behind, and wasn't seen or heard from again. Late last month, railroad employees working on the train tracks found human remains in Elko County, Nevada. The local sheriff's department found a debit card and a set of keys with Putnam's name on them. After identifying the remains, Elko County contacted Western Slope authorities, who shared the news with his parents. Cindy Putnam, the missing man's mother, spoke to radio station KOTO about receiving the news.
Well, we're just so thankful that we have closure because we know there's a lot of people who have missing loved ones who have to wait 10, 20, 30 years. There are a lot of families who never find out.
Authorities say the cause of death is still under investigation. A local nonprofit that helps individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities is constructing a new regional center. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Montrose-based Community Options, Inc. serves six counties on the Western Slope. Last week, the organization broke ground on a three-acre property near downtown. Right now, it's renovating one of the buildings on the site. Steve Dahlman is Community Options Director of Finance and Business Operations.
The current remodeling project in the building that we hope to have online here in December is going to house day program services and our medical offices and our supported living services offices.
To help fund the project, the organization sold its building near the library to Colorado Mesa University. It also has its administrative services building on the market.
With the property that we sell, we hopefully will be able to put all that money into the new location, but we're still going to be short with a projected cost of about $700,000+.
Dahlman says that in the future, Community Options hopes to remodel another building on the property to house administrative services and build a new maintenance shop. The project has an estimated price tag of $2 million, and the agency has launched a capital campaign to fund it. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
City of Ouray officials say they are seeing an increase in bear activity. Patrick Rondinelli, the city's administrator, says it's not unusual for Ouray to see half a dozen bears come through this time of year.
This year it's been a little bit overwhelming with the numbers. Last count we had over 14 bears that were in our community at this time.
Rondinelli says large male bears and sows with twins and triplets have been spotted around town. Last month, Colorado Parks and Wildlife put down at least two bruins in Ouray County that were breaking into homes. Renzo Del Piccolo is the area wildlife manager for CPW.
This year, our fall food crop isn't as good as we had hoped, and I think we're going to continue to see bears coming in looking for human food sources.
In Mountain Village, there is one bear that's broken into about 20 homes.
That bear has perplexed us all for at least a month now. He is trap shy, set a number of traps, and actually gone into a number of different other strategies that we've employed, and we just can't seem to get that bear.
Right now, bears are getting ready for winter, meaning they are eating a lot. CPW says it's important for people to keep garbage and other food sources secure in order to deter the animals. The number of Coloradans who don't have health insurance has dropped by about half since President Barack Obama's signature health care law went into effect 2 years ago. According to a new statewide survey released this week, one driver is that more people have enrolled in Medicaid, the federal health program for the poor. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
According to the Colorado Health Access Survey, the number of people without health insurance in Colorado is at a record low. The Colorado Health Institute surveyed 10,000 people from across the state earlier this year in summer. Michelle Leake is the president of the Colorado Health Institute.
We're one of the first states in the country to unveil post-Affordable Care Act findings. And whether or not you agree or disagree, like or dislike the Affordable Care Act, the central charge is the same, and that was to get more Americans and more Coloradans insured. at a very basic level, we can say mission accomplished.
The Affordable Care Act expanded the income threshold for Medicaid, allowing more low-income people to qualify for the program. Leek says in Colorado that has been a big driver in getting more people health insurance.
So we've moved from 1 in 4 Coloradans being insured by a public plan to 1 in 3.
But the survey also indicates the number of underinsured is rising. That means people have health insurance but pay a lot of money out of pocket for medical expenses. Leek says it's a concern.
We don't want to set up a system where individuals are vulnerable in terms of the financial risk.
Colorado's Health Insurance Commissioner Marguerite Salazar says she thinks a lot of consumers don't understand the difference between paying a lower monthly premium and what that means for their overall health insurance benefits.
Because what we hear is a lot of complaints about high co-payments, high co-insurance. It's a lot of education that we have to provide for people who are now purchasing insurance. When they buy the lowest cost plan, they're not buying all the richest benefits. And, you know, and I see that people are still buying based on price.
But for some people, buying a plan with the cheapest monthly premium may be all they can afford. According to the Health Access Survey, fewer employees get health insurance from their employer, especially those working for small businesses. Leek with the Colorado Health Institute says cost is still the main reason why people say they don't have health insurance.
The jury is still out on whether or not the Affordable Care Act is actually providing affordable health insurance. We received national attention a year or so ago because health insurance premiums are so high. They're the highest in the country in our ski resort areas.
Connect for Health Colorado, the state's health exchange for individuals purchasing health insurance, says it's looking at putting a new out-of-pocket indicator on its website when people sign up for plans. Kevin Patterson is the CEO for Connect for Health and says he hopes more people will also start to take preventative measures to look after their own health.
It's kind of like, you know, you want your car to last a long time, so you do maintenance. Well, you can get another car. You can't get another you. You've got to really think about how do you really maintain your own health. And I think that, you know, understanding that we're getting more people covered means that there's a larger group of people we can talk to.
Half of the uninsured in the state are between the ages of 19 to 39, and about 20% of people without insurance say they don't need coverage, either because they don't agree with Obamacare or they're healthy and don't expect it to change. Rural western Colorado has the highest rates of uninsured, specifically the north and southwest parts of the state. Hispanics are also more likely to lack health insurance compared to whites, blacks, and Asians. In 2015, the tax penalty for not having health insurance will jump to $325 per person, or 2% of your household taxable income, whichever is higher. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.